Hello, dear ones, and welcome to my podcast, The Voice of Dharma, Cultivating Spiritual Wisdom. Wise ones have walked the earth since the dawn of time. They guided our way and taught us how to cultivate true wisdom and awaken to a reality of true freedom, love, compassion, clarity, and wholeness. This podcast is a sharing of this timeless spiritual wisdom. It's a blend of my own growing realization and awakening through many years of practice and study, and the continuation of all the wise ones, great practitioners, and great spiritual traditions that came before me and that I'm a continuation of. We are here to cultivate spiritual wisdom and to learn how to infuse every aspect of our life with it. This podcast is for everyone, regardless of age, color, creed, culture, or tradition. It's an open invitation to grow as a human being and as a soul. We will deepen our meditative capacity and spiritual intelligence, learn how to make use of this wisdom to address matters of daily life. We'll cultivate the most central insights pertaining to spiritual growth, and attempt to empower you to live a life filled with meaning, love, and wholeness, and to become a light unto yourself. In this spirit of love and true intention, let us dive right in. Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode. I'm very excited, as always, to share these Dharma talks, these Dharmic sharings about the truth, so that we can all become more aligned, more connected to ourselves. Today we're going to talk about seeing our shadows to their root and why it's so important to get intimate and close with our shadows and how we can do that. But before all of that, I want to welcome you all. And for those of you who are new here, this podcast is all about cultivation of spiritual wisdom. It's an open and free resource for learning what spiritual growth is, what spiritual maturity and awakening is, and what are the foundations that make it possible and applicable in our life. Together, we'll develop a stronger inner knowing over time, we'll deepen our meditation capacity, and expand our spiritual insight. Before we dive in to today's topic, I want you to know about my free services to the community and how you can make use of them. I offer two things. I offer a free 30-minute spiritual support. This meeting is aimed at providing spiritual clarity for anyone walking the spiritual path, or anybody who wishes to receive clarity about burning topics, burning life themes from a perspective of spiritual wisdom, and or people dealing with difficulties of aging, old age, and so on. So every person can apply for a 30-minute session for free once a month. The way to do that, I'll explain shortly. The second thing I offer is an online meditation practice group. And I do these groups bi-monthly. You can join our group online to learn silent meditation. In order to apply to these services, all you need to do is to contact me through the contact form on my website and let me know specifically what you'd like to apply for. I will then provide you with all the information. You can find a link to my website in the podcast episode description and in the podcast description itself. Okay, my dear ones, so after having said all of that, let us talk about the topic of today, right? Meeting our shadows, seeing our shadows all the way to their root. An integral part of a real and authentic spiritual life, a dharmic life, is seeing ourselves exactly as we are, with as little manipulation as possible. It is far easier for most of us to see the good sides of ourselves, or at least to want to see the good sides, or to have a bias to see them more than our shadows. Some of us will say, well, I mostly see the negative about me. And that is true. We also have a bias to see the negative about us, but that doesn't mean we want to truly see our shadows or to be intimate with that, so to speak, darker side of ourselves. We belittle ourselves. We look down on ourselves. We bash ourselves and so on. But we don't know how to be intimate with our shadow, how to get to its very root with true love and silence. It is equally important to be able to not only see or want to see the good about ourselves, but to actually be intimate with our own shadows and learn the deep lessons that they hold for our growth and spiritual evolution. By becoming closer with our shadow, by becoming intimate and loving and truly attentive to our shadows, we will start discovering a deeper wholeness within us, a deeper freedom. So in today's Dharma podcast episode, I want to dive deeper into the value of recognizing our shadows with honesty, humbleness, and intimacy, and how we can develop the capacity to stay with them without escaping, without them completely rendering us helpless or frightened. Okay, how do we meet our shadows without, on the one hand, pushing too much, on the other hand, not escaping? So first of all, I want to start by saying that true spirituality is not about the light versus the dark, but rather about becoming one, realizing the oneness, realizing the wholeness of things. It's about becoming one, becoming whole. And becoming one, becoming whole, must include all facets of our being, all energies, all sides, and all dimensions, right? And if you look at any person that you know, especially yourself, because that's the closest person to you, I'm sure you can easily see that we all have bright sides. We all have capacities and wonderful sides, but we also have our shadow sides. The less, so to speak, worked on parts of our being, the more blocked. Maybe the parts in us that we don't have such a good control over in the healthy sense, like when we lose our temper or when we tend to hurt others, or the side of us that maybe is more depressed or anxious, right? Nobody is perfect. We have everything inside of us. So the first thing to understand is that we don't want to marginalize any part of our being. We don't want to isolate any part of our being, because doing so, we're robbing ourselves of the only opportunity to be whole, to be one. I always like to use this metaphor of the sky to kind of point to what we really are and our true potential as being, as consciousness. The sky embraces everything. It doesn't discriminate between light or dark. It doesn't discriminate between rain or a sunny day, between different forms of clouds. The sky doesn't really care. It doesn't contract or expand whether we're waging war or being, you know, good boys down here, right? The sky remains completely, completely the same. And this is a very, very good metaphor for meditation, for the way we can also be a container for our own light and dark, right? In today's episode, it's more about being a container that can allow a seeing and a certain intimacy, a space for our shadows to be seen. to be able to flower naturally into their potential and reveal their gift. Another metaphor, by the way, I love using is the sun. The sun shines also regardless of our behavior equally, right? The sun shines equally, its light, its warmth, and its love. Again, whether we are waging war or being, you know, all wonderful and great. And we can take these two images, the sky and the sun, as our kind of like guiding pointers as to what we are in the depth of our being, and how we can, as we utilize the power of meditation, address our own shadows, like a sky, right, with a lot of spaciousness that enables everything to exist under its loving umbrella, and the sun that shines its love and its warmth and its life upon everything that appears within its scope of radiance. The next thing to understand is that our shadows actually hold very deep knowledge of our deepest strengths and soul qualities and soul potentials. So, contrary to what we actually think about our shadows are actually holding great knowledge about who we really are on the subtlest layers of our being. So unless we actually come very close and intimate with our shadows, unless we really come to know our shadows with love and friendliness and befriend our own shadows, we're never gonna know who we are on the subtlest levels. Sometimes only by knowing our shadows and allowing them to reveal their gift to us, we discover the true dharma, the true purpose, the deepest purpose we've come into this life for, we've incarnated for, some of the subtlest strengths that we would have never come in touch with unless we allow that space for our shadows to reveal themselves. So running away from our shadows makes us shallow. It sounds a bit funny, right? Normally we want to kind of run away from what, you know, what kind of generates pain or discomfort and kind of stick to what makes us feel safe and comfortable. But running away from our shadows eventually makes us shallow and flat. And to be fully honest, we cannot become whole if we run away from our shadows. So to be whole, we must know that what we are is everything. We are everything. There is no separation. We include all within us, everything within us, exactly like the sky. We are the consciousness that experiences both the light and the dark, the anxiety and the fearlessness, the happiness and the sadness, right? The despair and the hope. We are all of that. And also the space within all of that, within which all of that appears. So wholeness, right? Maturity, freedom can only appear or evolve in direct relation to how much we're willing to include everything in our experience. So to free ourselves, right? To free ourselves from ego consciousness, which is what we aspire to do in the spiritual path, we should treat both our light and shadow lightly. What I mean by that is we don't want to hold on to the light, okay? We don't want to kind of like grab too tightly onto the good, so to speak, and we don't want to push away the shadow. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to get rid of anything. We don't want to push away anything. They are both part of what we are, just two sides of the same coin. So we're slowly kind of getting at how we are to meet our shadows, okay? How we are to really allow them to flower and to be seen and to be intimate so that they can reveal their actual secrets and gifts to us. So there's a prevalent misunderstanding among spiritual practitioners that go into different therapeutic modalities. And sometimes the idea is, okay, I haven't been in touch with my shadows, therefore now I need to really feel them deeply. Okay? I need to feel all the pain, all the trauma, all the emotion. I need to feel it deeper and deeper as strongly as possible. So sometimes there's this notion. But the truth is that we don't need to try to feel our shadow deeply, nor do we need to try to not feel it. You see? Because these are the extremes. We oftentimes either try to not feel the shadow or try to feel it more than we need to. And both of these extremes are expressions of egoic consciousness that always tries to bend experience or reality in some way or another. There's always some kind of hidden motive behind that to reach something, to reach somewhere, to speed up the process, for example, of healing. Or it's always unnatural in a sense. Our job is to simply stay quiet and still with whatever arises whenever it arises. So it's not our job to, how should I say, like we're not supposed to necessarily stir up our shadows, but simply have the openness to be there when they appear. Just as we are to be there when beauty and love and silence appear, right? So it's about staying there, present and awake, spacious and loving, whenever our shadow chooses to show itself before us. And every shadow along our path has its own timing for showing up. There's tremendous intelligence guiding this entire process. So it's not about pushing or avoiding. It's not about trying to go into or trying to go out of, but rather being there without doing anything but being conscious and loving. And by loving, I don't mean to do something like an act of love, but rather to be love as a space, to be love. Right? So when we do that, when we don't rush to understand or solve our shadows, but rather stay with them, because, you know, rushing is an expression of egoic consciousness. Rushing is an expression of either fear or forcefulness, right? Trying to, again, achieve something, get something out of the situation. But we don't want to get something out of anything. We're simply a flower flowering, right? So we let our shadows unfold naturally. And when they show up, just like, you know, when a child cries or when your child falls and there's pain, we stay intimate with our shadows. We stay still and silent with them in a space of love. And we let them do the unfoldment by themselves. There's an intrinsic intelligence in life, both in the shadow and the light. They arise in and of themselves. They unfold in and of themselves. We are not the doer of any of this. We're just the silent witness to it all. So our job is to really be in that meditative, silent, loving space to allow and to see and to witness the unfolding of our shadow, of the pain, of the grief, of the fear, of the confusion, right? Or the depression, right? And any other form of shadow, whatever form it takes. Small or big, deep or shallow, it doesn't matter. And then our shadows will flower naturally into their most beautiful potential. And then we will discover that out of the mud flowers a beautiful lotus. As the saying goes, no mud, no lotus. Right? So no intimacy with your shadow, no depth of light. So my friends, it's very important to embrace our shadows closely, to be with them when they arise, right? To see them to their root. And the root, it's not that we push into the root, we don't try to see the root forcefully, but by being there with a shadow. And this might not happen overnight, especially not with like core shadows, core life themes, but rather we stay with it every time that it arises. And sometimes maybe within a few weeks or a month or sometimes even years, only then like the root really kind of shows itself. These processes oftentimes go in spirals. Okay, so we learn to stay. And by staying, every time we kind of like peel off a certain layer and really touch something very fundamental and reveal some very intrinsic and kind of very an intrinsic and original, we can say, potential of our soul that was encapsulated in that shadow. So I hope this episode helped you see how crucial it is to include and embrace your shadows in order to be whole, not split, to be whole, to be one. And how pushing them away or even trying to push into them, right, both egoic extremes, in fact make you more split and fragmented. And how embracing them really kind of roots you in that space of meditative quietude, silence, love, and wholeness, and also allows you to reveal the flower, the lotus, that is just hidden within the mud of your shadows. And before we wrap this up, I just want to remind you that you can make use of my free community services, as mentioned in the beginning of the episode. All you have to do is contact me directly through my website for more information. Okay, my friends, I wish you well wherever you are. And as always, I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you, dear friend, for listening along. I hope that this episode inspired you and helped cultivate the seed of true wisdom within you. Such cultivation is the most precious investment you'll ever make in your life. So keep listening and keep growing. If you feel touched and empowered by this podcast, kindly consider sharing it with other friends, family members, and people so they too can benefit from such precious knowledge. Thank you again for being here with me, and may you always keep growing.